So, Mr. Dream Killer, how are you? How are you doing? I mean, after that spectacular win the other week, so not the other week, the other day, more or less, at Hitman Fight League against your opponent, what's his name? It, Robert.
Love Zabitis.
That's it, Robert Zavitsis. I saw the fight very intense. I mean, the spinning elbows, the strikes and the kicks, everything was really, really intense. And even though you won, but I think you were giving props to your opponent there that he did at least put up a fight for you and really did fight like a true champion.
He held it like most of the fights is like they fall from that kind of punches, you know. It doesn't hold long, but he hold it strong. So props to him as well. But my plan wasn't to knock him out, to be honest. My plan is like to control it, control the points, and take it psychologically, you know what I
Yes,
mean? Breaking
yes.
slowly, slowly, slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of plan. So and everything worked out as a plan. So
No, I saw that and I was like, God, this is a really intense match here between these two guys. They're fighting to the death. But look, after that bout, how have you been? How are things going? How have you been feeling? I mean, I saw in your Instagram account that there's another promotion that they're supposed to be fighting in, if that's still the case, on March 16th or so. But that's outside of the
That's
UK.
correct. That's in UK. It's in
Oh.
Stoke-on-Trent.
Oh, sorry, it's in the UK.
So it's in UK.
My bad, sorry.
It's
Okay.
okay. So it's a world title fight is gonna be with the from Greece fighter,
Yes.
and I don't know much about him, but I saw a few videos of him, and it's good opponent, you know what I mean? All my opponents are good and strong, you know what I mean? But like I said, like we're doing everything like a plan, so I'm not gonna reveal the plan, but we know what we're
Okay.
doing.
No, it's good. Keep your cards close to your chest. What I want to ask is, now you just had your last fight on the 24th of February, which isn't too long, hasn't not 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 too many days has passed since then. I mean, is it? Did you want to take the fight on the next fight on the 16th of March of so soon? I mean, do you feel it's a bit too soon, or would you normally would have liked to just have at least 1 or 2 months to recharge your batteries and get back in the gym and get back into fight camp, start preparing again?
I'll be honest, like I'd rather have loads of fights rather than rest too much. You know what I mean? It's
Yes.
like I am signing with Glory, right?
Yes, yeah.
And they giving me usually fights. I had just one fight, and then I'm just waiting for a long time, and I don't know where I'm gonna fight. But you know that, and that's make me a little bit, you know, I'm rusty. I wanna fight. I wanna do something. You know what I mean? So. But thanks to Glory, they let me to fight some other promotions as well. So that's good news. And thing is, when I was fighting with Rob, it was more spiritually. I was feeling more spiritually strong.
Yes.
Same thing here, you know what I mean? Same thing here. I'm a Christian, and I have like this, like I believe God gave me the talent, and I need to work on. And it's in written in Bible in Romans 8:31. It says like, if God wills, who can be against us? So, if God with me, who can be against me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, it doesn't matter of time or what. It's just my job. You know what I mean? And same time, I'm glorified my God as well. You know, they see the spiritual power on me. So.
You may hate me for asking this, or some people might bash me for bringing this into the conversation. For when you're competing, when you're preparing, training, making weights, and just doing everything you're supposed to do to come out successful in the bout, do you put it down to the spiritual side of things, or do you put it down to just pure hard work and preparation in good time? Also studying your opponent so you kind of know what the game plan may be like.
Well, for me, it's like this, I'm training all the time, training, planning on the fight, getting ready for fight. Same time, spiritually, I'm going to church and praying and, all the time doing for God's work as well. You know what I mean? So for me, it's like, if I'm not strong in spiritual, I can't train and go through that hard training. You know what I mean? It's like different level of training. You know what I mean? Where I'm going through. So for me, it needs to be spiritually strong. You know what I mean?
Yes,
So
yes. Okay.
that's the main thing. So I'm doing both things, and it doesn't make me difficult to do it that way as well. You know what I mean? I'm sometimes, like, I'll be honest, like doing session, going to the church, doing Bible study, going to training, evangelize, going again training, you know what I mean? Always busy. And that makes me more disciplined, more right, you know what I mean? And
Yes.
holding my power myself, spiritually strong, and this and most I like this, yeah. I need to be strong in spiritually.
So is it like you want to make sure that even when you're outside of the gym, when you're not fighting, as in when you're not doing anything that's combat sports related, you always want to make sure that your mind is occupied with something. You never want to be idle.
For me, it's God first, and other things comes after. You know what I mean? So,
Okay,
you know what I mean? Like that. So God goes first, and other things comes.
good answer. No, I like
So
that.
that's
Yeah.
it.
With the way you fight, and then the way, especially with the fight that I saw, the last one you had at the Hitman Fight League, can you talk about the gym that you're fighting out of, that you're affiliated with? Is it the Combat Academy?
It's a Combat Academy. Coach is Mick Crossland. It's in Barnsley,
Okay.
small town. And it's I think it's one of the best in UK gym at the moment. It's not only me, it's good fighter there. It's Gassan Gindra, if you may heard them. As well, Blaine Wilson, as well, top level fighter. But he was fighting long, not long ago. He was boxing. He was doing boxing first debut, and now he's moved back to kickboxing. So he's back to kickboxing career.
Okay.
As well, we have more upcoming talents in our gym. But Mick Crossan in his own is a world champion, kickboxer. He's a legend. So he's my coach, and that's why I'm doing sessions all the time, getting ready for fights.
Any as in big names that we should be keep which that we should be on the lookout for coming out from your gym and from your team? Because look, when you win like that, I mean, people ask, they'll want to know who is helping you behind the scenes, who's training you, stuff like that.
Well, I'm straight away, like, Gassan Gindra is coming, new talent, is a new is now professional fighter, and is doing really well in our gym. Is a one of top now, so it's gonna be the new fighter, like, who's taking over in 61 kg. And as well, I will put eyes on Dwayne Wilson as well, very talented fighter. So I think he's gonna be coming back in June.
Okay.
Gonna be to our show in Barnsley, King's Combat. So it's Sonny Greaves in the semi-pro amateurs as so as well.
All right.
So
Okay. I already asked you
yeah,
something.
can we do break?
I already asked you something that you might. That I was scared you might not be, that you might be offended, but I think you've muted your mic. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I can hear
Okay.
you.
Your nickname, Dream Killer, where did that come from?
The Dream Killer. Well, it was really a long time ago. I used to fight unbeaten fighters. They never had lost, and then I just keep winning them. And my coach just put me out like, "You are a dream killer,
I
making
see.
dreams." You know what I mean? They had dreams to be the champions and that, and I just came and take over.
I
And they
see.
call me Dream Killer. Oh, Dream Killer. Look, this guy's Dream Killer. So that's where it came from.
No,
So.
that's not with the short explanation and backstory that you gave me, that it kind of makes sense now, and with the way you fight as well. So it's the first time of me speaking to you, speaking with you. Before the combat sports, before kickboxing and Muay Thai, can you just give a bit of insight into your backstory and background, as in for you, where your journey started from, and how, what kind of attracted you to Muay Thai and the kickboxing?
Well, it was a really long time ago when I was 6 years old. My first sport was Taekwondo. And then it was in Latvia. And my cousin used to be best of it. So he told me like come to training and then anything like that. And then I went there and I enjoyed it. But when I saw first time kickboxing, K1
Yes.
especially, and I was I think 10 year old, 9 year old, and I found that very interesting. Like, wow, look at that! It's a different story. Like, it's not like just a taekwondo, you know, technically and everything like that. It's like a full contact. You're doing like proper fighting and stuff. And that bit where I just stayed and start enjoying it, and I was thinking in my mind like I want to be professional fighter. I want to be top to top the toppest fighter in especially in sport in kickboxing K1. So and then when I was 14 or 13, I came to UK, and I remember mixed. My coach, Mick Crosswhite, his brother, he
Yes,
used to go same school, Tommy Crosswhite. We went to same school, and I find out that like it's a combat academy in Barnsley, like have kickboxing, and I thought like I need to ask Tommy. He knows he's trained there, so I need to ask him address and everything like that. And then I came to Tommy, ask him where is the gym and everything like that. He told me, and then I came to the gym first time, and I enjoyed it, and that's where I just stayed it. Yeah, and I had so much fun of kickboxing. That's why I just want to stay on it. So that story.
Was there, or well, say
It's
was, oh, look, go ahead, finish.
it was fun, and as well same time when I was 14, when I started like do combat academy, I used to be get beat up all the time in
Okay.
sparring. You know, till I get that level, but few months, and I start feeling better and better, like improving, and then make the Tell me, like, do you want to compete if we used to have a show called Fight Zone 7 Gala Show? And I like first time hearing Gala Show, like it used to be my dream to fight in Gala Show. And I'm like, yeah, would love to fight that. And then slowly by slowly I start building up my name like that.
I see. But
By
let me.
amateurs
Oh.
to professional.
Was. So I think the connection is not great.
Okay.
Was. Oh, was I say was. Was or is. Is there still now. Is there a particular figure in the sport that doesn't. That, you know, inspired your. You know, inspires you because you're still competing. I saw. In your prime now. Is there a
Yeah.
particular figure that inspires you to compete in the sport that you think of that propels you to win?
Most of what's inspired me, it's like I said, spiritual way as well. I know that God gave me the talent. I know that God gave me the spirit of power to go and compete, and as well to prove people. You know, some people they say like, "Oh, it's impossible. Oh, it's difficult," and everything. You know what I mean? And show them that it's possible. Show them when you believe it, you achieve it. That's my quote. And as well, like God exists and God has power and God give you the talent and show people, you know, young people to know the discipline, the spiritual, how need to live, how need to do right, and who you can become, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's everything possible. So it's more inspiring people as well. It's not about just me. It's not even about me. It's about to people, to show people, you know what I mean? To prove people that, like I can say, like to show people that spiritual life is existing and it's real, even
It
through fighting.
In the run up to your last bout at Hitman Fight League, was how did you feel? As in, did you see yourself coming out as the winner, basically seeing yourself having your hand raised, or did you see that this is going to be a really, really tough fight? I mean, just how did you see the fight going?
I'll be honest, like I didn't feel that is the hardest fight ever. You know what I mean? It wasn't the hardest fight for me. Everything like I planned, it just worked out. As I was planning not to fight him like with the full power or 100% away, you know, myself, but fight him smart, make him little bit, you know, like psychologically get angry, and you know what I mean, and get more frustrating. So that's my plan, everything to do it, you know what I mean, and make it look show, you know, amazing and style with combos and stuff. Obviously, I still look at myself. I could do better than that, you know what I mean. I could improve myself, but like I said, everything worked like it should be. Everything. Like I knew I'm gonna win as well. I knew that all the, you know, when I'm fighting, I'm counting points as well, same time. You know what I mean? I'm like a scoring myself. I know where I'm winning, what I'm doing right, you know what I mean? And yeah, I just knew it. I feel so confident. Usually I'm always get nervous, you know, I'm nervous all the times when I'm going outside the ring. But like I said, like speech will make me so confident, so good, and I enjoyed it. I was like fighting, but same time I enjoy it.
Oh yeah, yes,
That's
I get you.
how it was going.
You say that, well, you won the fight. I saw the fight very intensely, like the spinning elbows you executed there. But you still feel, right? And when you look back at the fight and you kind of like, you analyzed all the rounds, you still feel that
Yeah.
maybe you still feel there's still maybe one or two things that you could have done better. Is that what you're saying?
I feel myself I could do even better than that. You know what I mean? I could improve much better than that. You know what I mean? But I still did good job. I still
Yeah.
did what did like it should been done. And yeah, I just see what in future. You know what I mean? In future, I can do much, much better than that. So I'm always like this. When I'm seeing my fights, I see what I need to improve as well. I don't see myself like I'm proud. I did good. I really did good. But I see myself like, okay, I did good. So now I have to improve even more. I see some mistakes when I did. I need to improve that mistake even better. You know, much greater work than
Yeah.
usual was. So,
Coming from a country like Latvia and then coming to the UK, would you say there are any clear significant differences between the fight scene in Latvia and the fight scene in the UK? Just, I mean, overall for combat
yeah,
sports.
The issue is in Latvia is more corrupted, you know, they doesn't look for us looking after athletes properly. You know what I mean? It's like financially it's difficult there
I
than
see.
in UK. UK is more like more stable, more looking after fighters, they care about fighters, you know what I mean? That kind of stuff. But yeah, that's main difference is more financial as well. Like financially and sponsorships.
You mean to say
So,
that, so like in Latvia, one of the downsides is that you could turn up for a fight, everything's booked, everyone's turned up, and all the fans and spectators are there. But if, for instance, you win the fight, sometimes there could be an issue whereby you don't get paid as you should be. Is there something, is that like an
yeah,
example?
like it's harder yourself to get known, you know what I mean?
I see.
That's the bit. It's like hard to not be known. Like you are a good fighter. We have plenty of Latvians that are good fighters, but the issue is the corruption of the government.
Yeah.
They doesn't look after the fighters, you know what I mean? They don't get paid enough. They doesn't look after, and it's harder to get known. You know what I mean? Like in other countries you go in, they're looking after the fighters, they're giving you sponsorships, they give you the financial way, you know, to live up. And as well, you get known, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get known and loads of organization wants to see you in fights and stuff like that. Yeah. You know? So that's the issue is in our country is that in my country is that they doesn't look after the fighters properly. That's their biggest issue.
No, I see what you mean. And in terms of getting known and growing your brand, that is a big big obstacle, a big issue for the fighters, because at the end of the day, from what I can see, once you win a fight, you still have to pay your coach, pay the your corner, nutrition, all the people behind you who
Yeah.
helped you prepare for the fight. So no, that can be a serious killer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the promotion that you fought at before, Hitman Fight League, I think that was a cross promotional event, wasn't it, between Hitman Fight League and is
I
it
think they're
IS?
one of the best in UK. I think they're one of the best in UK at now. Hitman Fight League. It's like a new. It's from Liam Harrison's new show.
Yeah,
So.
yes. But
And it's really known, and you, it's like I think one of the best UK, like Hitman Fight League, MTGB, they holding really strong. So I see them like two biggest shows in UK at the moment, and as well our show now is coming up as well strong in June. It's gonna be June, but I don't know what day is gonna be, but I know it's gonna be June. Calling King's Combat, and it's gonna be one of the really good promotion show as well. So,
My question was that the Hitman Fight League that took place on the 24th of February, was there not a cross promotion between Hitman Fight League and ISKA?
I
I
they've
think
been
so.
sanctioned. I think they yeah, I think Hitman Fight League and ISK they working together or something like that.
Okay.
I'm not sure fully. I don't know mostly, but I know that I've been offered for ISK European title and we accepted it.
You
And
accepted it,
now I
yeah.
know in September, yeah, and then
Good.
now I got September ISK world title fight. It's gonna be again Hitman Fight League in September. Maybe I just now announced it too quick.
No. Well, I am glad, you know, some really good big things are happening in the pipeline for you. Now, I look forward to seeing those two bouts. Now, I'm really happy for you, really, I am. Now, after
Thank
seeing your
you. Thank you.
performance the other day, you know, you're definitely a prospect to be keeping an eye on.
Thank you.
God, just about 10 minutes before the limit stops. So, what I was going to say next, really, well, yes, What future plans do you have? I mean, do you want to fight in the large promotions, or are you happy just sticking to the more local scene before or before you kind of go
Well,
into a bigger stage?
I was last year I was fighting in Glory. I
Mm-hmm.
lost there, but it was really close fight, really, really close. I got myself our first time I was fighting in Glory, like biggest stage, and got myself too much nervous, and I saw how much the people. It wasn't just normal Glory; it was Glory Collision 5, one of biggest. And when I saw the public, I saw the famous fighters and stuff, and now I got myself too much nervous, which is didn't work out like shouldn't be. Never should be nervous in fight. Just think, stay safe, be smart, and just think about just ring and your opponent. That's the main thing. But it is what it is. I learned a lot of after that fight, and that's where we get me now. Just now, how I did in the fight, how much I performed. I can see how much I improved after since last fight. But yeah, obviously I'm with contract with Glory 2 years, so obviously they can be calling me any moment.
Yeah.
So I just need to be ready. That's the main thing as well. And like I said, I'm really thankful Glory for letting me fight other shows as well. I have a fight now coming up, obviously in March 16th for world title. Good fight for world title. It's obviously not easy fight, but I really don't care. And I know that I got fight in May as well. But not fully sure what day was, but I know it's MTGP in May in
Okay.
Sheffield.
Yeah, they've got quite a few
And
events lined up for this year. MTGP, yeah.
So we got plenty fights coming up, to be honest. So this year is, I think, is busiest year for me. But I'm looking forward to that, I'll be honest. I'm looking forward.
Last but by no means least, any shout outs you want to give to anyone, especially those who put you for the Hitman Fight League on 24th February.
I just want to quickly say thank you to Liam and Andy for having me in that show. And I want to say thank you to my coach, Mick Crosswan, and all the fans. Come get the tickets at 16 March in Trent. It's going to be a massive fight for world title, and it's going to be interesting. And that's mostly just everybody, all fans. I just want to say hello to you.
Please send me the tags and the links to all the people you just mentioned there, and I'll make sure I include them in the description, the caption on Instagram and in YouTube. Not YouTube. Did I say YouTube or something? YouTube. So I'm just concerned about pronouncing it correctly. My expression. No, I'm gonna call you Dream Killer. It's easier to remember, and it sounds much
Drink.
more cool. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, if you enjoyed the episode, please don't forget to hit the like button and the subscribe button. You can also catch the audio versions of the podcast of the episode on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Podcasts. Marex, thank you once again. Thank you so much. And I look forward
Thank
to
you.
seeing you on 16th of March.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. May God
Take care.
bless you.
You too.
Take care.
Bye.